The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Welcome back inside the MDN studio. Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket online at WTK.com. Let's get into our player audio. We still have a little bit left for you to get you ready for tomorrow night's game, Michigan versus Iowa, the Big Ten Championship game down in Indianapolis. Again, we'll be broadcasting live from the Slippery Noodle Inn on Meridian, a block and a half from Lucas Oil Stadium. Coverage starts at 4 p.m. with the Key Bank Countdown, a kickoff live from the Slippery Noodle down there in Indy and right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. And then the game itself, if you're back here in Ann Arbor and you want to listen to Brandy Brandy and Deerdorf, you want to listen to those guys call the game coming up tomorrow night, you can listen also in crystal clear stereo sound on 102.9 FM W4 Country. Our sister station is going to be carrying the game as well. So you can get that stereo sound inside your house or in your car or wherever you might be tomorrow night. If you want to get the home broadcasters, if you really don't want to listen to Gus and Joel, and I wouldn't actually blame you if you didn't. So as I mentioned, to get you ready for the game, we've got a couple more pieces of audio for you from our players. The first one up is a wide receiver. Has had some big plays for the Wolverines this season, so let's hear from him right now. Wide receiver number 6, Cornelius Johnson.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Iowa's defense leads the nation on interceptions. I guess on film, what have you seen that allows their defensive backs to create so many turnovers?
You can just see, like, overall, there's a really well-coached team, and they take a lot of pride in practice, and I know, like, it's going to be one of those games where they're going to be juiced up on, like, energy drinks and smelling salts. We got to make sure we come in and take advantage of wherever we can and make sure we're locked in and ready to run.
Do you guys use energy drinks and smelling salts for a game like
that? Yeah. I only drink energy drinks, like, on Wednesdays. And then I'll sniff some smelling salts right before we run out the tunnel.
Who wants to follow that one? We'll go right out to Gina.
Have you ever had a better birthday weekend?
Yeah, this was a great way to celebrate. Like, for my birthday, I just wanted to, come out here and be a winner and be able to win last weekend. So it was great to celebrate that win and carry that into my 21st birthday. It was really fun.
How much fun is this team having? Especially considering, Saturday's win and what's ahead of you guys now?
Like, it's fun to win. So we want to make sure we continue our duties and continue to win and continue to put something on tape that we're satisfied with. And when we look back, that'll be very fun.
Sorry to jump in again. Mozzie just said that, you guys really haven't even scratched the surface, and you just mentioned putting something on tape that you're satisfied with. Are you satisfied yet?
No, I'm not. I mean, that's something like that Mozzie said. I'm sure a lot of players on our team, even if you're on the winning streak or you're up at a certain point, there's always stuff to work on no matter what. So you can never feel like you've somehow arrived or something like that, because that's how you end up just getting messed up mentally. So just to focus on just the details every day and staying consistent is something I'm not focusing on.
We are not able to air any more of this press conference. If you want more, go to mgoblue.com. For more of this press conference, go to mgoblue.com. That is Cornelius Johnson, Michigan wide receiver, as we continue to get you ready for the Big Ten Championship game tomorrow night, 8:17 down in Indianapolis. Let's go to the other side of the ball to a big guy on the defensive line who's made a bunch of plays for the Wolverines this year. Here is defensive tackle Mozzie Smith.
Mozzie, obviously you guys wanted to control the line of scrimmage on Saturday, but were you surprised at how well you guys did against Ohio State's rushing attack?
No. Just what we aim to do every game. When it happens, it's what you're supposed to do.
Staying on the left side of Zach.
Iowa's got a pretty good set. Stand out about him and maybe some of the other line guys.
They center a real athletic, serious athlete, man, tough guy. And he just knows the game. You can tell that he's comfortable out there. He's comfortable snapping it and blocking. He's comfortable doing everything that they ask him to do over there. He does a great job.
We are not able to air any more of this press conference. If you want more, go to mgoblue.com. For more of this press conference, go to mgoblue.com. And that is Mozzie Smith. You got to love the mentality a little bit earlier when he talked about, they played great. That defense was terrific. against Ohio State. They gave up some yardage, but they were really good. And he's like, we got a lot to clean up. You got to love that mentality about this team. They do feel a little different, right, than a lot of the teams that we've talked about, almost all the teams that we've talked about in my time here at WTK, in fact. They feel a little different. And we'll hopefully see the results of that tomorrow night. And if we do, you think you're happy now? Just wait. We're going to hear from the other side of this conversation on the other side of the break. Kirk Ferentz met with the media early this week, and I pulled out the stuff he talked about Michigan. Obviously, we don't need to hear. Kirk's a fairly boring speaker. Pretty boring speaker, in fact. But he's had some things to say about Hutchinson and Jabo, about Michigan, wanted to get to that. So we'll play that next for you here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.